A leading economist and social policy researcher says there is truth in Wayne Swan's warning that income inequality is rising. Ben Phillips from the National Centre for Social and Economic Modelling in Canberra says there has been a modest rise in the gap between rich and poor. Business reporter Michael Yander has more.
The Treasurer's attack on a handful of mining magnates raises a broader question. Is the level of income inequality in Australia, in fact, growing?
The ABS statistics tend to look at the top 10% or the top 20% and compare that with the bottom 10 or the bottom 20% of the income or the wealth distribution, and certainly from those numbers you do see an increase in that income inequality through time.
That's Ben Phillips, Principal Research Fellow with NATSEM, the National Centre for Social and Economic Modelling. The next question is, how much has the gap grown?
What the ABS finds is that the top 10% of income earners, their incomes have increased over the last decade by around 36%, whereas the bottom 10% of the income distribution, their incomes have increased by around 32%. So there's not a huge gulf in the difference. It would appear that incomes, at least over the last 10 years, have increased fairly steadily together, although it would seem that the wealthier or the higher income earners have done a little bit better than the lower income earners.
The Bureau of Statistics Household Income Survey demonstrates this rise in the gap between the richest and poorest in Australia. In 1994-95, households in the top 10% earned an average of 3.78 times more than the bottom 10%. By the latest survey in 2009-10, this had grown to 4.21%. The gap in wealth is even starker, with the wealthiest 20% of households accounting for more than 60% of wealth, with an average worth of $2.2 million. The bottom 20% own just 1% of the nation's household wealth, at an average of just $32,000. And Ben Phillips says those figures probably understate the true income and wealth gaps.
The problem you've got there is that surveys tend to take a small proportion of the population, and they generally miss those at the extreme ends of the income distribution.
In the economic question of who gets what, the answer over the past decade's also been business over workers. Bureau of Statistics figures show wages have risen about 111% since March 2001. But over the same period, company profits are up about 185%. Some of those company profits filter through in dividends to shareholders and super funds, but the wealthier you are, the more shares you're likely to own. And Peter Strong from the Council of Small Business says his members certainly haven't been the ones seeing most of that profit rise.
The average income of a small business is about the same as the average wage earner, somewhere around $70,000, which means there's a lot of us out there that earn a lot less than $70,000, and there's some that earn more, and some would earn more than $200,000, but not many. And one of the myths that we keep trying to break down is about this concept that a small business person makes a profit. We don't. We make an income.
He says big business and unions tend to hog the limelight in Canberra because they're more organised and have much bigger resources to fight for their cause.
In small business, there's 2.5 million of us. Between us, we employ another 5 million people, so there's 7.5 million people earning an income from the business, yet all the focus is on people like mining magnates. Now, the mines only employ 90,000 people.
And Mr. Strong doesn't have too much sympathy with Andrew Forrest and Clive Palmer in their claims of being unfairly attacked by the Treasurer.
The last 6 months, the focus on us from the government, the opposition, the Greens, everybody, has increased enormously. And I think somewhere along the line, some people have said, look, this is ridiculous. All we're hearing from are these filthy rich people who are complaining about not being rich enough, when in actual fact the economy is based upon small business people out there in the suburbs and the factories of Australia.
The Executive Director of the Council of Small Business, Peter Strong, ending that report by Michael Yander.